From NPR News, this is live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. I'm Audie Cornish. The ceremonies commemorating 9/11 are nearing their end in Lower Manhattan. 334 speakers are reading the last of each of the 2,977 names of the victims who died in the attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania.
Nicola Angela Thorpe.
Tamara C. Thurman.
Sal Edward Tierney, Jr.
John Patrick Tierney.
The somber mourning included moments of silence at the exact time the hijacked planes slammed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Readings by President Barack Obama and former President George W. Bush and former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, and a heartfelt rendition of The Sound of Silence by Paul Simon.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
NPR's Margot Adler has been in Lower Manhattan all morning and joins us now. And Margot, tell us about the scene there throughout the day.
Well, I think, you know, I've been watching this ceremony year after year. And the first thing you have to say is just the reading of the names, with this incredible salad bowl of multiple ethnicities and people from around the world who came to this country. It's just an incredible, beautiful thing to just listen to these names over and over. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I'm sure you've talked a lot about President Obama and former President George W. Bush, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the way he conducts this ceremony every year with its simple, stark austerity is incredibly elegant, and it's just pitch perfect. But the most beautiful thing was this Paul Simon moment. He was supposed to sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. He did not. He ended up singing Sounds of Silence, and it was perfect. And people in the crowd, you could see the family members. You could see them crying, and if they weren't crying, they were singing along.
Ground Zero was reserved for officials and loved ones of the victims, but thousands of people were in the streets around Lower Manhattan. Who did you talk to along the way?
Well, there are all kinds of people here streaming around, but my favorite person was a young 17-year-old, Elijah Portillo. He was actually in the ceremony. His father is an architect, was on the 93rd floor, and was killed on 9/11. Let's hear him.
I just had a bad feeling that morning, and I didn't want him to go to work that day. He's like, I gotta put food on the table. He's like, I'll see you when I come back home. And that was the last time I saw him. I'm like, man, like, I just had a bad feeling. Like, yo, like, why'd you go to work that day?
The most beautiful thing, though, about his talk said he was now going into psychology, and that he had understood from the experience of the tragedy, he understood that he had to take care of other people, and he now had an understanding of life that was greater than what he had had.
Of course, we're keenly aware today of what happened 10 years ago, but Margot, talk about how New York has fared in general since the attacks. Is life there palpably different?
Well, I think what we're seeing where I am right now, downtown in Lower Manhattan, is this huge boom. You know, it used to be briefcases, and now it's strollers. And we're looking up at this 80-story plus of Tower One, and we're seeing this huge revitalization of Lower Manhattan that is quite extraordinary. So I think that, in a way, New York has come back in a big way.
NPR's Margot Adler in Lower Manhattan. Margot, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Abraham J. Zelmanowitz.
Martin Morales Zempo Altecatl.
Jay Zhang.
Mark Scott Zeppelin.
Jay Yao Justin Zhao.
Yuguang Zeng.
Ivelin Zeminski.
Michael Joseph Zinzi.
Charles Allen Zion.
Julie Lynn Zipper.
Salvatore J. Ziza.
Procopios Paul Zois.
Joseph J. Zucala.
Andrew Stephen Zucker.
Igor Zuckelman.
And my father, Mark Scott Zeppelin. Mom, Ethan, and I love and miss you very much. Your family and friends think about you every day. I know you're looking down on me, and I hope you're proud of what I've become. You're always in my heart. Go Blue.
And my father, Mark Zangrilli. Dad, I wish you were here with me to give me advice, to be on the sidelines when I play sports with all the other dads, but most of all because I love and miss you. I wish we had more time together, but I know you are watching me from heaven. I hope I am making you proud. Nikki and Mom love you too. Goodbye.
Gordon M. Amuth.
Margaret Ann Alario.
Michael George Ozinski.
Graham Andrew Barkley.
And just now we were hearing the names of victims of the 9/11 attacks read by family members who lost loved ones in those attacks. This list of names actually includes the victims of the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on Flight 93, which went down in Pennsylvania, and also the names of the six victims of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing as well. Robert Siegel is at World Financial Center in New York across the way. Robert, it seems like we're coming towards the end of this list.
We are. The end, the last name read in sequence, that of Igor Zuckelman, the number 2,983 on the list, was read a moment ago. He perished in the World Trade Center. And I think perhaps because the ceremony might have been condensed at the outset, we've gone back to Gordon Amuth Jr., A-A-M-U-T-H, who was the first name in this list. But it should be ending shortly, and after that I will be hearing some concluding music, the song I Will Remember You, performed by the chorus, and then taps played by trumpeters from the uniformed services of New York and the Port Authority, and also a trumpeter from the U.S. military. But let's hear if this is the end of the reading.
Trust that the time between us is not that long. We are, after all, just a few sleeps away. Please continue to watch over us all, especially your grandmother and your aunts Patty and Terry and uncles Kenny and Kathy. God bless you, Andrea. God bless all the families. It's been a long 10 years, everyone.
Charles H. Rose III.
Erwin L. Erker.
Fanny Espinoza.
Keith George Fairbairn.
Robert Fazio Jr.
Alexander Milan Filipov.
James Andrew Gadiel.
Paul Stewart Gilby.
Christopher S. Gray.
Dennis M. Johnson.
Scott Michael Johnson.
Arthur Joseph Jones III.
Brian Linder Jones.
Lisa King Johnson.
Catherine L. Labori.
Jeannie Marie Laverdi.
And my dad, James Patrick Ladley. We all love you and will never forget you.
And for Robert Haraho, may your memory rest in peace, always. And I want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and Almighty God, for our presidents, Barack Obama and George Bush, our senators, Congress members, our police, firefighters, for every day these people wake up trying to give a bright future to America. And God, please protect our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Paul Lisson.
Martin Lazul.
George A. Yanis.
Gary W. Lozier.
Robert J. Mayo.
Sean Peter McNulty.
Martin E. McWilliams.
Amy O'Doherty.
Eugenia McCann Pianteri.
Eileen Mary Rice.
And my beloved husband, Joseph Michael Calandrillo. We speak your name in every
voices
prayer.
Of family yeah. members reading names at the Ground Zero. Robert Siegel in New York, thank you so much for talking with us.
Audie, thanks to you, and have a good day.
Now, events are also being held in many communities around Manhattan. Across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan is Jersey City, New Jersey. It lost 37 residents in the 9/11 terrorist attacks and became a staging ground for relief efforts. Overall, 746 New Jersey residents died on 9/11. A new memorial in Liberty State Park in Jersey City, across from the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, was dedicated yesterday. It's called Empty Sky, the title of a song written after 9/11 by New Jersey native son Bruce Springsteen.
I woke up this morning to an empty sky. Empty sky, empty sky. I woke up this morning.
NPR's Joel Rose joins us now from Liberty State Park. Joel, how clear a view of the World Trade Towers would there have been from where you're standing?
Well, Jersey City is just about a mile across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan, so people here had a very clear, unobstructed view of the Twin Towers. But today, Jersey City Mayor Jeremiah Healey didn't want to focus on what is not there, but on what is visible. That is the new skyscraper that's under construction at One World Trade Center. Let's take a listen.
And my brother, Brian Christopher Novotny, may God bless you. God bless America.
I think it's a symbol that this country, certainly this New York metropolitan area, we did not give in, we did not succumb to the terrorists, that we are moving forward. And every time I look across the river and see that tower growing a little higher every week, I find it as a sign of optimism, hope, and certainly an inspiration to me and to many others.
Joel, what are people telling you there about how 9/11 affected their lives?
Well, I talked to one woman who escaped from the South Tower and also an EMT who arrived on the scene in Lower Manhattan about 20 minutes after a plane hit the South Tower. I spoke to them both this morning in Jersey City, and they both told me that 9/11 taught them to live for the moment and to treat each day like it could be their last. And I also talked to a man in Jersey City who came down from Pennsylvania to Jersey City after 9/11 just because he was drawn to the scene, because he said he wanted to help. And he found himself across the river cleaning up at Ground Zero for several days after the attacks, working on the pile, as they called it. And that man is still doing volunteer work in his community today. So the experience of volunteering on 9/11 had a profound effect on him.
That's NPR's Joel Rose at Liberty State Park in Jersey City, New Jersey. Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
We head back to Robert Siegel at Ground Zero, coming towards the close of the program there.
Yes, we made up all those readings that hadn't come in proper alphabetical order, and now the Brooklyn Children's Chorus is singing I Will Remember You, and in a moment, after they conclude and after we hear taps, this service will conclude. Let's listen to the chorus. Taps. Trumpeter from the U.S. military, one from the New York Police Department, one from the Fire Department.
Generations do not cease to be born.
Port Authority,
and we are
Police
responsible
Department.
To them.
This is Mayor Bloomberg
speaking
first.
Because we are the only witnesses that they have. The sea rises, the light fails, lovers cling to each other, and children cling to us. The moment we cease to hold each other, the moment we break faith with one another, the sea engulfs us and the light goes out.
Robert, I believe we've heard the end of the program at the World Trade Center site. All kinds of minor controversies going into this week, but in the end, how did you feel about how this ceremony ended up?
No sense of controversy at all, a bit improvised, and often things didn't happen as they were anticipated, but a beautiful service, and one that I suspect was very meaningful to the families that were here. Someday the memorial that we're looking down on from up here on the roof of the World Financial Center will be just another park with a couple of pools, and I'm sure people will have lunch and stroll and take a break from work in one of the skyscrapers down here in Lower Manhattan. But today it's now, it's specially hallowed ground for those who lost a member of the family, a father, a son, a brother, a wife, in those attacks on the World Trade Center towers 10 years ago. The memorial itself from up here looks quite beautiful, and people are now making rubbings on paper of the names of their loved one, leaving flowers, and I think it's been a very, very fitting, appropriate, and quite a moving ceremony here at Wadi.
And really, the 9/11 Memorial Plaza is the first of this 16-acre site to be open to the public. The museum is still a year away from opening, and today it really was open only to family.
Yes, and rising just north of it, is this tower, what they call the Freedom Tower. It'll be one World Trade Center plaza. It's got 80 floors built so far, and it is the first new construction that is rising from the site of the old World Trade Center. So it's still a construction site. It's a work in progress. It hasn't been a smooth decade in recovering this site physically. But I think you can begin to glimpse today what the future will look like down in Lower Manhattan. I think will be quite a memorial to those who lost their lives 10 years ago.
And Robert, this is not the first time you've covered a memorial event at Ground Zero. To you, how did this differ from the events of the past?
I don't know. I haven't actually been here. I've watched the ceremony from afar. When you see people recall, their brother who died then, and call out to them and talk about meeting him on the other side. I think 10 years of grief is different from 1 year or 2 years, for sure. But of course, there's still the sense of great loss. As one always remarks at moments like this, despite a great many tears and despite some expressions of mourning that survive, people look like they're enjoying themselves down there. It's a beautiful ceremony. And they were honored by the presence of two presidents, President Obama and President Bush, the former governors of the day and the mayor of the day and Mayor Bloomberg. And nobody here seemed to take the occasion to attempt to make any point extraneous to the grand mission of today, which was to memorialize.
NPR's Robert Siegel in New York. Robert, thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Audie.